What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Well, I mentioned earlier, you know, if you would even try to quiz a member of the United States Senate right now and say, what's in this bill, what's not in this bill, I don't know that they could tell you that right now.
This bill in its current form will betray the very promise that Donald J. Trump made.
So this bill makes the 2017 tax cuts permanent. It avoids a tax increase for your family that's coming in December.
Republicans are about to pass the single most expensive bill in U.S. history to give tax breaks to billionaires while taking away Medicaid, SNAP benefits, and good-paying jobs for millions of people.
Yeah, well, it's always tax, you know, cuts for billionaires, even though the billionaires are not making their money via paychecks. It's the regular, ordinary American worker who is going to be taxed higher if this doesn't pass. Now, having said that, I don't think I love everything that's in here. And in the end, I don't even know if we're going to know exactly what is in here when they vote on it, if they vote and send it over to the House. Richard Stern is with us. He's a Heritage Scholar and expert on fiscal policy. Richard, good afternoon. Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Let me just start here. How do you even begin to track what's going on? Because this is so fast and furious. They've been at this all weekend. There's behind-the-scenes meetings. There's amendments that are being voted on. You had Tom Tillis and Rand Paul vote against one Medicaid aspect for completely different reasons. So how do you even get a handle on what's happening right now in Washington?
Well, it's certainly a cluster, but you know the important thing about it is there's actually only a handful of balls in the air at any moment. So it's a large bill. There's a lot of things going on. But the truth is almost all of it you know months ahead of time, some of this years ahead of time, because this bill is extending a very large bill from 8 years ago. So, you know, you always can kind of focus on what's in the air, what's going on, what seems to be new. But then, you know, I used to be a congressional staffer. The way that place works is it's actually built on a lot of trust. You have a lot of people who you know who are their expertise is this thing or that thing, and you call those people up and you know that they're tracking that part of what's going on, and you say, hey, what do you think about this? It's a lot of that.
But even, you know, we love Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, and he's someone who's featured quite a bit on the show with his audio clips. And I think it was a week ago today, you know, he came out and he said, look, I found out some things that were in this bill that I don't like. And I'm guessing that other senators have found the same, both on the Republican side and the Democrat side. Now, you also have this dynamic of some Republicans, this is more prevalent in the House, some Republicans are those who won in districts that maybe Kamala Harris even carried. So then you have, maybe we should start with this, with the SALT deduction. This came up earlier. People hear that and they don't know what that is. My wife even said that today. What is the SALT deduction? So explain what that is, and then I'll lead you into a soundbite here from Jason Smith on that very topic.
No, of course. You know, I think you're right. There are a lot of bad things in the bills. Well, it's a mixed bag for sure. But, you know, let's talk about SALT. So SALT is a deduction for people who pay a lot of money in state and local taxes. Now, we all have to pay it, but the truth is most of the deduction itself is taken by tax filers in the handful of counties in and around New York City and Washington, D.C., and that corridor, and in, you know, L.A. and Sacramento and San Francisco out in California. It's a blue state, high, you know, tax liberal state deduction, because those are the states that impose the most taxes. So the SALT deduction ends up being a bailout for those people that stay in those high tax states and fund those liberal governments and all of the shenanigans that they do. But really, they're being bailed out by all of the rest of us.
So the way I understand it is, and Jason Smith, who is from Missouri, he's the House Ways and Means Chair, he was asked about this by Trey Gowdy on Fox last night. This is what he said. And I guess let me just set up a little bit better, because Trey's question was, can Republicans in the House deal with this? Those who are opposed to this, can they accept the compromise, if you will?
Without a doubt, they can live with the changes. It's exactly the same provision that passed out of the House, except it changes the years from 10 to 5. The amount of $40,000 is still the same. This is something that they can live with. They can deliver on. It was a compromise with the United States Senate. We're going to get the job done.
So some of this is a math equation from a variety of perspectives. Sometimes it's a numbers game. In this particular case, it's a years game, right? Because they're saying, look, the number is going to stay the same, but we're only going to allow this to happen for 5 years, and that's our compromise. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I'll tell you, maybe I've been a congressional staffer too long and been Heritage too long, because that sounds normal to me. But let me unpack that, because I think your intuition's correct that it seems weird. But the way I would think about it is this. A lot of the tax cuts in the bill are permanent. These are things that Americans will see for generations to come. These are certain tax provisions that will generate business growth, that will allow new factories to be built in America, and these are permanent. So what are we spending in to get those provisions? You can think of SALT as a bribe. I've talked about it before, but it's a five-year bribe of a handful of Republicans in these blue states in Congress. And so it's enough money for them to go home to New York and et cetera and say, hey, I got wins for you, reelect me, so they can vote for the bill. And it is money being stolen from hardworking Americans, and it is a bad provision, and it is basically a bribe, but it's a temporary one. And what they are giving for us are votes for permanent tax relief that will juice economic growth and lead to prosperity for most working class Americans for generations to come.
Richard Stern is here. He is a former congressional staffer, a Heritage Scholar right now. What about on Medicaid? And where are they landing on Medicaid? Because as I indicated, you had a couple of senators over the weekend vote on these amendments, and Rand Paul and Tom Tillis. Tom Tillis announces he's not going to run for re-election. They vote no for maybe two different reasons. But we have a senator here in Missouri, Senator Hawley, who's very concerned. I even have audio from him today saying, look, I don't like the implications of this moving forward. It's going to hurt rural hospitals. But he's probably going to vote for these bills, right?
He probably will. I will say this, like, you know, he's good on a lot of things. I disagree with him on this one. There's actually a lot of other provisions in the bill that will help rural hospitals. To be perfectly clear, there is a whole fund created by this bill that provides money just to rural hospitals. So the idea that they're going to be hit by getting rid of these hospital payments that go to every hospital across the board, frankly, I think is nonsense. In fact, what the bill is doing is removing payments that largely go to hospitals that, you guessed it, cater to illegal aliens, that cater to monkeying around with drug makers and other providers to game the system to maximize federal dollars coming back to them. And in fact, that's part of why we're cutting that money and replacing it with things like the Rural Hospital Fund that's in the bill.
So one of the issues that came up late last week, and I don't know where this kind of worked itself out over the weekend, you have the Senate parliamentarian that ruled on a couple of these issues and said, look, this does not meet the requirements of a simple majority vote. You need the 60-vote threshold, which is something that is impossible to get right now with the makeup of the Senate. How was that worked out in the end, or has it been worked out?
No, that's still...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, very much on the table to be worked out. But just to make it clear kind of how it works, I think the way you can think about this is that normally in the Senate, you need 60 votes to get something through. As we all know, Republicans have 53. They don't have 60. And depends on how you define conservative. The conservatives really have maybe 50 or 51 seats in the Senate. And there's this special rule within the Senate that if you make a bill that does certain things and doesn't do other certain things, then it kind of magically can sail through with 51 votes, not 60.
Right.
The parliamentarian gets to look at it, and she gets to say, well, my advice would be to the chair that this bill or this provision or that provision of the bill meets the magic rules or doesn't meet the magic rules. But here's the important thing about this. It's not actually her call. She is merely there to advise in public to the chair to say this, in my opinion, meets or doesn't meet. At the end of the day, as long as 51 votes in the Senate vote to clear the bill, it means that they're basically telling her that they're going to ignore her ruling. So that's very much up for debate. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes negotiations, line item by line item in the bill, and the Senate has a pious belief that it wants to keep its rules so they do care about her opinion. So all of that is very much still in the conversation.
So one side says, look, this is a, you know, $1.7 trillion savings to the deficit. The other side says, no, it's a $3.6 trillion increase. And they include, I even mentioned this chart that was in the New York Times. A lot of that is just by extending the way that they come up with these figures, extending the Trump tax cuts, which I think most of us should agree is important right now. But how do you believe the numbers here? Because let's face it, when Republicans are in control, they'll say, we don't believe the CBO numbers. When Democrats are in control, they'll do the same thing. They both say the same thing about the CBO. So how do you know? The Heritage Institute is a group that is very and always has been about fiscal sanity. But there seems to still be, even in this big, beautiful bill, which is why Elon Musk is out there saying that the Republicans are the party of, Porky Pig. How do you know what the truth is right now?
Oh, it's definitely hard to do that. But allow me to cut through that kind of muddled politics. I think you're right. There's a lot of politics going on. I think the important way to view this is the about $1.5 trillion or so of net spending cuts in the bill, because the bill does spend a lot of money and then cuts a lot of money. But what I would say is on average, that $1.5 trillion or so of net spending cuts is $1.5 trillion, not of deficit reduction, but of shrunk government. We are shrinking the government by $1.5 trillion or so dollars. Now, the deficit will go up. And you might say, and everybody listening might say, whoa, wait a second. The national debt's already huge. Why would we want the debt to go up? But here's what I want to offer you about that. There's two different ways for the debt to go up. One of them is clearly bad, and one of them is sometimes bad. If you grow the debt by growing government, then that's just expanding government control. It's expanding how much of the resources that we all produce the government takes. But if you expand the deficit because you're lowering taxes, which is what this bill does, you're trading burdens. So we will all get a lower tax bill, but a higher deficit bill. And deficits, of course, produce higher inflation and interest rates. So That's why it's not as harmful as, frankly, when the liberals do it.
Yeah, in theory. All right, one final question. And it happens to be a two-part question. Do you think this finishes or crosses the finish line? And then it's a two-part question because do you think it crosses the finish line by the 4th of July? Because those things seem to be two different things right now.
I think it does. I think the Senate's going to clear it tonight, early hours tomorrow morning. And when the House wants to move quickly, it moves quickly.
All right. There's the prediction. I still wonder if it can cross the finish line. I'm going to trust your word on that. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Take care. We got Frank Cusimano on a Monday afternoon. We'll talk a little Cardinals baseball. 9 games over .500 right now as they start a new week. Frank's coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.